This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the ag sector is keeping a close eye on the evolving trade and tariff signals coming from the White House. Historically, ag is the first target when other nations retaliate. But one organization is urging for patience, choosing to stay calm and see what kind of trade deals might emerge before sounding the alarm. We'll talk with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association next.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs. All thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Tanner Beamer is the Senior Director of Government Affairs for NCBA and says that U.S. ag trade has long been a global success story, particularly when it comes to beef.
I think first and foremost that trade is critical, right, to all of agriculture, right? We have developed this global economy that is very much rooted in trading with other countries based on comparative advantage. And in the United States, we have a comparative advantage that outcompetes most other countries on planet Earth by orders of magnitude. So we're always happy to export our products overseas and take advantage of some of those marketplaces. For beef cattle in particular, it's a really good program for us because the United States for the foreseeable future is always going to be the best place to market ribeyes, New York strips, things of that nature, your high dollar middle meats, and we can get top dollar for those here. And whereas we are starting to develop a taste for things like short rib or rounds, those are things that typically fetch us a premium in other markets, let alone things like offal, like tongue or kidneys or things like that, where we can sell at a very hefty premium in some of those Middle Eastern markets, African markets, Southeast Asian markets. So trade is very critical to the beef industry, certainly.
Beamer says that while tariffs aren't the NCBA's preferred tool for negotiation, President Trump will pursue the approach he believes is most effective. For now, they're going to remain patient and evaluate any resulting agreements before raising concerns. The devil's always in the details, and Beamer says that while some deals may appear favorable at first glance, they don't always work that way in the end. And he cites two examples in South America.
We are big free trade proponents at NCBA, but that doesn't mean that we're always particularly thrilled with the arrangements with other countries. We're very concerned about the continued importation of beef from Brazil and Paraguay, for example. Brazil has proven time and again that they're either unable or unwilling to report animal health situations in a timely fashion to the relevant world authorities, which is something that every other country that's party to the World Organization for Animal Health is capable of doing. On the Paraguay side of the equation, Paraguay was allowed fresh beef access to the United States during the Biden administration, even though the inspections through the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Food Safety Inspection Service, which allowed for those imports, the most recent one of those took place over 10 years ago. Our argument there with USDA is, hey, that's a country that's had significant animal health problems in recent years. Why not just send inspectors down there to re-up those inspections, make sure that everything's all above board, and then we're always looking for new ways to bring lean trim into the United States.
As trade talks continue, both producers and consumers have a stake in the outcomes that support market access, fair competition, and product quality. The path forward will shape what ends up on dinner plates and in producers' profits alike. We have many more comments from Tanner Beamer of the NCBA on this topic, including Australian beef trade and why we even need to import beef, on our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.